The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. And it's the 28th of January, 2026, 10 minutes past the hour of 6. And this is your Early Morning Economic Conversational Program at your number one favorite talk. Your number one favorite talk radio station, that is Eagle FM Namibia. And this is a platform that we discuss global affairs, we discuss national issues, and everything that affect our bread and butter. And we respect and we give especially morning motivation to say, when you are awake, make sure that you have a plan and you do it. Implement it to the best of your abilities, and make sure that you don't compare yourself with other people, because we are not in the same journey. We may be born by the same parents, but we are not in the same journey. We are not having the same qualities and the same characters. So that's why it's always very good to run your own race, and very good to compete with yourself to say, how I have been yesterday, am I different today? And what are the things that I'm very proud of improvement? Because when you look at targets and goals, somebody's goals may be having a better meal for that day, and somebody's goal is to buy a Lamborghini. We are all human beings, but we are at a different level, operating at different frequencies, and we must always be able to be grateful of our achievement, but always also make sure that consistent improvement in our life is one of the best thing that can be able to take us somewhere. And the other thing is also that let us also learn how to accept, and something that I recently learned to say, sometimes it's always very important also to get criticism and also accept criticism, because in life you cannot be correct every day. You can win an argument, but you lose in life. But what is necessary is that we need to win in life too, to say we can defeat somebody in terms of maybe rational way of thinking, but on the other time we must be able to learn how to take criticism, because if we are able to take criticism as citizens, then also those who are in charge of leading us can also be able to take criticism without feeling offended, so that they will be able to improve. Because when you are in front of people, doesn't mean that you are the one who is knowing it all, but finding a better strategy on accepting criticism, and also understanding that continuation of improvement is necessary, especially when it comes to where we want to get into, especially as a country, and what we are planning to achieve. Because if we knew it all, we wouldn't be where we are. If we were able to understand that we knew where we are coming from, where we are going, we wouldn't be where we are. We wouldn't have an education system where everybody is fighting with another person. We wouldn't have uncoordinated, although a bit progressive, in terms of policy, curriculum, and also people, how they should get into universities, and also life post university or post tertiary education. We wouldn't be where we are, in terms of inequality, in terms of, crimes, in terms of human trafficking too, and also many other things. And also, in terms of criminal activities and unsolved criminal activities. I was reading somewhere, especially looking at the situation of last year, to say how come on earth countries such as Namibia, we still have unsolved cases, and what would happen in terms of our capabilities too. Because one thing, and I'm not saying it's a reason, one thing that we should be able to look into is that solving simple or solving cases that can give us a reputation as having best policing system in Namibia was also going to elevate us. in terms of the world. Maybe next time we will also be able to be competitive and also lead Interpol. But having unsolved cases, how on earth we think, and what is the progress, particularly losing 3 children last year under the age of 10 and up to now, there's no a breakthrough. And you are really asking yourself to say, what is really happening? Because it's not only them, but what are measures in place? What is the progress of those things? And when we are holding our politicians accountable, we must hold all the institutions accountable. The same way we were criticizing ACC, until the time they come to pick us up, we must also criticize the police in a right way. And we must also hold them accountable, and we must also criticize and caution also institution, and also find a way also how to improve. Not only to say we must look at their loopholes, but we must also look at how can we assist them to get where they want to get into. Where are those files? Because I remember last year the Kahanja was on curfew. I don't know how it was uplifted. But yeah, those are the things that we need to look into to say in 2026, how are we going to improve in 2026? What better strategies are we going to put in place? And how can we move forward? Yeah, before we go to continental affairs and also looking at what we have on the table today, especially when we are going to look at our international trade balance, you know, I show speed is in Namibia. And yesterday, you know, the whole of Windhoek was on standby. Well, the whole of Windhoek was standing, especially the young generation. And it's very interesting to see that when it comes to creative industry, one of the youngest American YouTuber and streamer was in Namibia. And it's also a matter of upgrading our image when it comes to tourism. Because his presence is not only the presence of his team, but also the presence of the world to say there's a country, Namibia, there. If you have over 60 million followers in a social media platform, that means that, you know, you have international public attention, and that is also good for tourism. And, you know, there's one thing that we should also, I think, it's with us Namibians, we must also be very careful with to say, when somebody come to Namibia, the way we behave around a wealthy and influential figure, so also says a lot about us as a country, and also us as a citizen, because, you know, sometimes what we are using, what we are giving, or the image that we are giving has already been given. Or sometimes, you know, the way we react, people, thousands or millions of people have already reacted to that. Because if Aliko Dangote come to Namibia, or when he was here, we should not ask people to dish out money to us. Because that is the same colors that have been used all over the world. Maybe the best way is to ask to say, what are some of the characters I should learn from this guy? Because obviously there is a lot of things that he has in terms of qualities that a lot of people do not have. Maybe you can also ask him how many challenges he has to go through for him to be where he is. He may be 21, but there's a lot to learn. Somebody has indicated that one of the skills that this guy has is his ability to connect with everybody across the globe, his ability to blend in, and also his ability to fit in all situation, all work of life. And maybe that is also the character that you need to learn. But coming to iSpeed and say, give me 20 million or give me $2,000, it may look like a good thing, but we must also be able to learn what, you know, what skills can be transferred from him that we'll be able to learn. Because at the end of the day, we can get money, but if I still do not have skill how to handle money, at the end of the day, I'll end up going back to my normal way of being. But getting that character will keep me going, because that is an investment a person has put into, you know, into himself. and maybe also the qualities of content that he gives out there. Because we must be able to learn to say, why this guy? Why him? Just 21. Don't we have a lot of 21 years old American black guys who are more funnier, maybe more intelligent, but why him? But we need to understand beyond that. And we must be inspired such that at the end of the day, especially with creative industries, not about education. It's about your ability to sell your talent and also your ability to seize the moment and be able to be not only a good citizen, but wealthy, and also be able to help others. Because with money, although the argument is still presented to say money cannot bring happiness, which I still have to look into that argument, but money can be able to solve a lot of problems and can take people out of poverty, can take relatives to better hospitals, and can solve conflicts too. And money bring or buy things that bring happiness. And we must look beyond that and also see what can we learn from IShowSpeed, apart from finding a way to get some coins from him, which is, you know, need to really to be looked at, because it's a blessing to have some of global influential people in our country, and learning from that, and also get those who get time to have a conversation with him. They must be able to have a conversation and learn two or three things to say, what can I learn from you? If you were in Namibia, what opportunities would you take? How would you navigate through some of the challenges that the under 20s are going through? How would you seize that moment instead of, you know, complaining? And also, how do you market yourself too? And how do you, you know, connect to people of different background? And, you know, the guy is so interesting. He just came into Namibia, just 2 hours. He was already in Okahanja, wearing, you know, Himba clothes and branding in. You think maybe this guy have spent his childhood, you know, poor. But his ability to brand in and also communicate his brand, so amazing. And we must learn really from that. And yeah, let's move forward. Let's move forward with Early Morning Scoop. And, you know, looking at global affairs, there is a build-up. There is a build-up in the Middle East. And one of the biggest... you know, one of the biggest warship carrier in American military, that is known as Abraham Lincoln, has arrived in the Middle East, and there are predictions to say it's a build up you know, of the United States of America and also Iran. But you know, it's indicated that Abraham Lincoln, it's the biggest warship, it's the biggest warship which is carrying jet fighters, and it was redeployed, that area of the Middle East. And it is also stated that, you know, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps commander has indicated that, you know, their boys are already on the trigger. And some analysts are indicating to say it is psychological warfare. It's a war on deterrence. Because if you touch Iran, then there is a possibility for other allies to retaliate. But it's also looking at military experts are also indicating that there is a possibility of engagement. And there is also a possibility of these two countries to back down and come to renegotiation. But Trump also indicated that Iran was ready to make a deal. There's a lot of speculation, but if you look in on international news, you look at international media, you'll be able to see that Abraham Lincoln is already in the area of the Middle East. And you're also asking yourself to say, what will happen in a situation that this have escalated to exchange of firepower, and also what will happen to the Middle East, because we are not understanding America's war equipment or American, you know, military equipment are so advanced, and we can argue it's so advanced in terms of military capacity, but Iran too is a high level of technology, and also allies, and also battle tested. But what we see is that is this going to be the same way that America went to Venezuela, or this is a different case study? And you also be able to realize that there are speculation of thousands of people died in protests in Iran, especially anti-Islamic regime protest which is happening, and you also had counter protests which are for the Islamic regime, and they also stated that Tehran has announced the military drills near the Strait of Hormuz, as did the U.S. Air Force, and we are yet to see the development, especially in the coming days, maybe in the coming hours. Because look at Torah Khomeini, it's indicating that he's not ready to give up his country. He's not ready to give up his country, and they will strike, hard as necessary, anything which is coming closer to their range. And also indicating to say, looking at military technology too, a warship such as Abraham Lincoln has the capability to stay in the water for over 290 days without being at the offshore, and self-refilling, and with the functioning team. And looking at advancement in terms of technology, you also be able to realize that it's also carrying a large amount of jet fighter, which means that it's a moving military base, and it's also a moving, it's a moving rocket launcher, and it's also a moving military base, and it's a military commander on its own. It's like, a moving base. We are yet to see the development. It's going to be escalation in the Middle East. It's going to be a war of proxy. Is the United States, is Russia going to come in? Is also China going to get involved? Or we are going to see a new development? Or is just a war of deterrence? Or is it a psychological warfare? Because with, and you are also asking yourself to say, why do you name this ship Abraham Lincoln? Because if you look at the history of America, Abraham Lincoln was not a military man, although he also participated in war. But he was known to be a lawyer, self-taught lawyer, and he was also known to be the father of democracy. But the naming after a warship, it's very interesting, because you don't only have Abraham Lincoln, biggest warship, you also have Gerald Ford, and also George Washington. But we had to see if there will be war. Well, there will be no war. But the prayer of every citizen, the prayer of every economy, is for these countries to find peace. Because when it start with Russia, when it start with, U.S. and Iran, no one is going to be safe. And we should think beyond who is going to be defeated, because in the war of bigger games, the world of bigger men of politics, there is no winner and there is no losers, and there is no one who is safe. Either you are within F-35, or you are within the zone of Iran, whether you are in Hormuz trade route, and the global oil trade will collapse, because Iran, what made Iran to survive all those years is geographically and strategically positioned, particularly in terms of being at the backbone of global economy, especially looking at transportation of oil and gas and also connecting the Middle East to the Asians and also Africans and also to the Western world, because where it's geographically located, it's not a zone for war, because other than that, the trade will be stopped, and paralyzing of trade it also means that there's no oil for Namibia, there's no oil for South Africa, and it's going to be chaotic in terms of industries, because what will happen? And I was listening to one of the interview which Malema have stated. I may disagree with Malema in a lot of things, but there's something that he stated to say, no, you cannot fight the war at all front. You cannot fight war at all front, because he stated that apparently Donald Trump did not read the art of war to say, how do you fight war at all front? Because that is a definition of your defeat. You are fighting at home. You are fighting in Venezuela. You are fighting in Ukraine. And you are fighting in Iran. You are fighting in Greenland. And you are also here in Gaza. How are you going to win that war? Because one of the things that caused the defeat of Adolf Hitler is not that he was not military minded, because he underestimated the unwritten, the uncompromised laws of war, to say you can't fight both sides and expect to win, because one way or the other you will be squeezed, and the mind cannot function that way. That's why Hitler was cornered by Russia on this side, Britain on this side, and France on this side. And we had to see, because don't say history will repeat itself, but nobody wants this escalation. Nobody will be happy to go to war. Even the soldiers that in that Abraham Lincoln, I don't think they are very happy about facing Iran, knowing the technology, the capacity, and the maintenance of the Islamic regime. But we have to see the development, and let us look at other news. But for now, let us go to a short commercial break. Then we look at what is happening in the continent of Africa, what is happening in terms of trade, what is happening in terms of the development, and you will also be able to engage us, because we are here until the hour of 8 in the morning. You can engage us at 083-288-401 or 83-288-401.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukorile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune uto, otukwetera o special ange tashake ngejepa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa, nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, oma filane Eagle FM, the eye.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, it's 36 minutes past the hour of 6, and you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And do not forget that the Villager newspaper for today is out. The Villager newspaper for today is out, and from the hour of 7 there, particularly after our conversation, we'll be able to give you some highlights of what is in the Villager newspaper. What is in the Villager newspaper from economics, food security, development, trade, statistics, and all the sectors of development, and make sure that you get an opportunity to read and expand your knowledge and thinking in terms of what is happening. And yeah, it is stated that the former CART leader, the leader of a CART, Paul McKenzie, is on trial for multiple counts of manslaughter, and he's also facing new charges in Kenya after killing of more than 300 people. It's actually 400 people on the dot through starvation, and the self-proclaimed prophet from Kenya is charged with 52 further deaths in the remote villages, in the remote village of Bizarro, where more bodies were found last year. And it's an ongoing trial. And it's actually, a very disturbing news, especially when self-proclaimed preachers, who is a former taxi driver, I've convinced the people to fast. To that point, there's a death of over 400 people. And you are really asking yourself to say, what is really wrong with us Africans? Or is there something that we are not seeing? Somebody calling himself a prophet or a preacher, never went to theology school, and this person can lead you to the point of starving yourself, fasting, because science have already told you to say you cannot live beyond the 20 days without food. Actually, you can only live for 8 to 12 days. It also depends on your body, the fat stored in your body. But if you want to fast, and you want to be like Jesus, really? And we are seeing this not only in Kenya. It's also happening in Namibia, where people end up doing really evil things in the name of religions. Because being a believer does not mean that you should stop your rational way of thinking. Or some of the things that you end up doing, really, you really ask yourself to say, what is really wrong with us? Or is there something that we are not seeing? Imagine 400 people died because of this practice, and somebody who is telling you to do that already know, and he cannot do that. It's only you guys who end up doing this, and it's also something that has to do with the way we understand religion, and also without also losing our common sense, because at the end of the day, you must be able to think beyond And you must also be able to understand the reality of things, because if we just follow blindly to say there will be a certain way of intervention, because they are saying, if you are dying of hunger, God gave you hands. If the lion, if you are in the jungle and you have a gun, and the lion is charging toward you, instead of praying, use the skills that God gave you so that you can engage the enemy. And same applies to say you have tools, you have resources. It can also be same applies to us generally as a country to say, instead of looking for help from outside the world, let us look at the resources that we have so that we can be able to help our people. Because otherwise, we must be able to understand that we already have everything before we start doing things that we do not even understand. But that is what's happening. It's happening in Kenya. Prophet Paul Mackenzie is in jail and over the killing of more than 400 people. And there is additional charges of 52 further deaths. Because if you believe in church, it's not a, in Papa, it's not a problem. But there must also be principles and things that you must be able to understand. And also know that you are dealing with the same human being that was born just like you. And, you know, you must also not lose your sense, because 400 people dying just because of starvation. It's really an unfortunate, and it's a hope that this should not happen again. And also maybe it's a wake-up call to us believers that we don't just believe without looking, but we must be able to understand where we are coming from and also where we are going. And in Nigeria, soldiers are faced with charges of attempt coup. I stated that Nigeria military will put on trial several officers over the plan to outseat President Bola Tinubu last year. There was an ongoing attempt of a military coup to overthrow one of the president's, the strongest men in Africa, leading a population of over 200 million people. That is His Excellency Bola Tinubu. It's a powerful man. It's a powerful man when you are looking at him. He's a very powerful man, former business person. But in Nigeria, the history of Nigeria, if you look at from 1960 there have been a government of generals after generals, military leaders after military leader. This aspect, it's found out that in October last year, 16 military officers, high-ranking military officers, were arrested over the issues of indiscipline and also unsuccessful coup. And the Armed Forces of Nigeria, AFN, wish to informed the public that investigation into the matter have concluded, and the finding have identified that several officers have been plotting to overthrow the government of Bola Tinubu. And trial will begin soon. It's very interesting to see that the country of over 200 million people, they still attempt to overthrow the leader, democratically elected leader. But those are the developments which are happening in the continent of Africa. And the last news before we go to our international trade balance and also looking at what Namibia has, what Namibia does not have, what are the impact of new policies, and also what are we doing in terms of trade. Let us look at United Nations and Somalia. They stated that You know, regardless of a difficult situation of United Nations inability to secure enough funds, there are also some successful projects, especially the recent launch of $852 million aid plan for Somalia amid, deepening crisis. On Monday, the United Nations spokesperson, that is Stephane Dujarric, announced the launch of $852 million humanitarian needs and response plan to Somalia, and which is 40%, it's actually 40% less than last year. And this is aiming to support 2.4 million people, especially those who are living in difficult conditions. Starvation, hunger, and also prolonged drought. And that is what has been laid by United Nations. And, the role of United Nations must also be praised regardless of budget cutting from Uncle Sam, from United States of America. It seems like there is also some positive development, actually, from United Nations, especially in assisting the Africans, especially those who are starving. So for now, let us look at a short commercial break, then we'll be able to look into what do we have for today in terms of our international trade balance. And our latest trade balance, it's November 2025, and you're also asking NSA to say Trista must speed up, especially in terms of statistics, because being a bit behind with 2 months or 1 month is not good, especially when it's coming to accuracy of data, and those who want to make fast decisions, because data must be availed on time. And maybe also to upgrade, to say, why can't you have up to date data system that can make it very easy for people to access information, especially when it comes to data which are coming a bit late. But it's necessary, they are very important and useful. Let us look at a short commercial break, then we look at how are we doing in terms of the trade.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. okukwetera oipindi kono konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetera o special nge tashake ngejefa omarude dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamoiri nawa nge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa vera etatu natu bali o etatu watatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
We are moving forward. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. And this point, we are going to look at Namibia International Mechanized Trade Statistic Bulletin, especially when we are going to look at what have we done, what are some of the changes, especially November 2025. What have we sold to the world? What have we got? Yeah, we are going to look at what we have sold to the world. What have we got? And also, what is the difference between November International Trade Balance Statistics and also many other, months? And also maybe to compare to the policies that have been put in place, especially post 21st March 2020. Five, and to look at is there anything which have changed if you are comparing Namibia International Trade Balance of November with October, with September, July, June, May, April, March and February. And we also going to look at is there any similarities too? What have changed? Have we implemented what we have spoken about in terms of our sales? Are we selling more than we are buying, or we are buying more than we are selling? And what products in terms of raw materials and also finished products are we still importing toothpicks in foreign currencies, or have we come up with a factory of toothpicks that we are doing? And this is just one of the examples. And how far are we in terms of value addition? Because we have spoken about solving the problem of crisis in Namibia, to say creating opportunity can only come from value addition. Namibia should stop selling raw materials. And you are seeing this communication coming from the head of the state, respectfully, and also communication coming from the Minister of Energy, Industries and Mines, especially to the point of value addition. Let us add value to our mineral resources. Let us diversify our economy. But is that really what is happening in terms of numbers, in terms of statistics? Because the policy communication and implementation should be reflected on the documents which are coming out. And and we are also going to look at especially with the recent economic outlook presented by Economic Association of Namibia, to look at the prediction of 2026, to say how is Namibian economy going to be in 2026, and is this growth really going to solve the challenges that we are facing, or is just for stabilization? And we must be also put in mind to that. We must be able to put in mind what is happening in the global affairs. Because if we are already struggling now in this situation, what will happen if in the next 2 hours Iran and U.S. started exchange fire? What will happen if we don't add value to our resources? If the price of oil start to increase due to the blockage in terms of logistics, at the Hormuz, trade route? What would happen? Because those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves to say, if we are not solving our problems with immediate effect, if you are not solving our problems immediately, the challenges from external world will still come and catch up with us, and we will not even know where to touch. Yeah, looking at November 2025, that is the latest trade statistics indicating that Namibia export revenue for November 2025 stood at 10.0 billion, which is 10 billion. That is money that we got from our sale of materials, particularly raw materials, to the world. We got 10 billion, and there is a decrease of 24.5% when compared to export value recorded in October 2025. And it also stated that the country's expenditure on import, what we have bought, is standing at 14.4 billion and is reflecting a decrease of 10.4% from 16 billion recorded in preceding month. And the export and import position translate to deficit of 4.4 billion, and that is money lost in trade. Money lost in trade. It is a deficit that, if you subtract export revenue from import expenditure, then you'll be able to get 4.4 billion, especially of November. Now, let us look at the main important, aspect of our trade balance, especially on our trading partners, and also when it comes to trading of commodities. To say, when you are looking at the world, what are we selling to the world? What are we selling to the world? And what is our top performing products in top five? At number one, we have non-monetary gold. That is Namibia's largest exported commodity in November 2025, and is accounting to 21.1% of total exports. And this non-monetary gold is largely sold to South Africa. It's largely sold to South Africa. And on top of that, the second position, we have uranium. That is number two exported commodity, accounting for 19.9% of total export. And our main destination is France and China, particularly China and France. And at number three, we have precious diamond at 12.3, and that is sold to Botswana and United Arab Emirates. And on top of that, apart from precious diamond, then you followed by fish and also fruits and nuts. And now the main important thing is what have been standing in the top five. To say, at any point in time, non-monetary gold and uranium has always been standing. And when it comes to uranium, we are still doing very well. And when I was looking at the data, especially from World Energy Association, it's looking like uranium demand will not go down in the next 15 years, 14 years or so, because it will continue on an increasing trajectory, especially when it comes to demand. And also, in line with one of the articles that is within the Villager newspaper, you also be able to realize and also understand the trade and numbers when it comes to uranium. and also see what are the analysts are saying, what are the documents are saying, especially when it comes to uranium in Namibia. Because for our own understanding, we are still the top three in the world in terms of selling of uranium. And it's not China, it's not Russia, it's not the US, it's not Iran, it's Namibia. And the main question is, how are we going to utilize what we have to our benefit, and how are we going to add value and use what we have to our advantage, and also who own uranium in Namibia, and at what percentage do we own it, and how can we make sure that moving forward we are not only selling, because looking at the national policy of China, they are aiming to be the dominant force, particularly in terms of using of uranium, in terms of reserving, and also in terms of using them as a form of the nuclear energy and also electricity. And when you are looking at that aspect, then you'll be able to understand where we are operating from now. What is Namibia importing? What is Namibia importing? The top five imports in Namibia at number one when it comes to top five imports in Namibia. The first one is petroleum oil, emerging at the top list during the month under review, that is November. And when it comes to petroleum oil, it's at 16% of the total import. And at the second position, you have motor vehicles for commercial purposes. Those are your cars, your buses, and other vehicles. That is standing at 3.7. And at number two, you have nickel ore and concentrates. That is at 2.8. Then you have fertilizers at 2.7. Then lastly, you have ores and concentrate base metals at 2.5. Now you are asking yourself to say, why should we continue? And it's something that is really not very good. Why should we continue importing fertilizers if we are making fertilizers in Namibia? Why is it so difficult for the ministry to recognize fertilizers which are made in Namibia? Who is holding this business? Because we are able to make fertilizers in Namibia, but I've seen, I think, two companies now. They are not allowed to sell in the country that they are making, although they are selling to the world. And you are just asking yourself, what is really happening in the country where we are talking about self-sustaining, but when it comes to fertilizers, we are still importing. This 2.7% is constituting a lot of money. Why can't our commercial farmers buy fertilizers in Namibia? Why is Namibian government not subsidizing even this fertilizer that are made in Namibia? What is really happening? Because we're not supposed to have this as a top five import products. We should have something else. And the question that you're also asking yourself to say, if at number one we have petroleum oils, if we start the drilling of oil in Namibia, if we find our first oil in Namibia, will this going to change our economy? Where is this money going to be? And where are we buying this oil? We spoke of African trade. We spoke of intra-trade. But have we considered using Angola? Not to use Gungura oil, but maybe to invest in their oil refining, so that we can look into the future if we still have petroleum oil as number one. Because number one, we have oil here in Namibia, which is yet to come out. Then we also have oil in our neighbor. Where do you think Angola buy oil from? Why are they still operational? Is there anything that we can do? Yeah, because if you take this report and you also compare it with other reports for the past 5 years, it's almost the same. It's almost the same. In the top five, you still have the same thing. You still have the same demand. You still have, the same highly performing products, but you still did not do anything. We spoke on value addition. Maybe 2026 will be the year that will add value to our products that will not only have uranium or yellowish uranium. Being sold to the world without ending value. Or maybe you're into the final products also of non-monetary gold, or also will be able to add value to our precious stones, fruits and nuts. Why can't we put wine here instead of fruits and nuts? Because if you go to France, I remember when Trump was speaking at World Economic Forum, said no. I told Macron to say, I'm going to put the tariffs 100% on his champagne. Because when it comes to France, they are known for selling best wines in the world. But us having grapes and us having other fruits, we are still selling fruits in bags, not finished products. Maybe it's yet the time. Maybe it's yet the time now that we finalize these products. Because I remember I was talking to one of the executives at Namibia Grapes Company, and it's really something that it's really a project, or maybe to say it's a company that is doing very well, but when it comes to finished products, we must also look closely to say what are we selling, at what level, and also how much can we make if we add value to this product. Now, let us look at our trade by economic regions. Then we'll be able to look at what is in the Villager newspaper. Then we can also be able to look at other news. So in terms of international trade balance statistics of November, is to indicate that Namibia's trade strategy is based on free trade agreements such as Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement and also Southern Africa Development Community Protocols on Trade Economic Partnership. And our exports by economies is indicating that at the top we have SACU. The top five economic regions, and this is South Africa, Botswana, Lesotho, and Eswatini, and we sell in that region 38.9%, almost 40% of our trade is going to SACU. And maybe just to simplify it, that it's going to South Africa. Simplify it to say it's going to South Africa. Because most of our exports, almost 40%, are going to South Africa. Has it been like this for the past 20 years? Yes, it has been like this. Have we changed anything? Not really. Have we diversified our economy? Not really. Is it because of SACU trade laws, or because we do not want to innovate? Maybe that is the case. And at number two, we have OECD countries. We have OECD countries. We speak about Finland, speak about Britain, speak about part of Netherlands and others. And at number three, you have EU. We have EU. And at number four, you have BRIC. BRIC now is Britain, Russia, India, China. And now is BRIC without South Africa. And at number five, we have SADC excluding SACU. We have SADC excluding SACU. But when you are looking very carefully in this aspect, is to say with BRICS, we are still not really within the trade of BRICS. And apart from us trading more with SACU, and when you are looking at this table carefully, you will be able to realize that if we keep depending too much into South Africa, or we are not exporting our products to the whole world or to BRICS, then you know, when it comes to South Africa, then it will be very difficult, especially if South Africa is faced with tariffs, is faced with a punitive approach from the West, then it's also us to suffer. Because economists have been advising to say, you Namibia, your dependence in South Africa, you end up jumping even to the sounds or even to the orders which are not yours, because you must be able to diversify. You must be able to diversify your economy. And also maybe to look at what are we really selling to these countries. Now, let us look at our import. Looking at imports by economic region, 40% too is with South Africa. I'm sorry, it's with SACU. But you already know that when you speak about SACU, you speak about South Africa, Lesotho, Eswatini, and Botswana. And at the number two, you have OECD. Number three, you have BRIC. And at the number four, you have EU. Then you have COMESA. But there's a little bit of change now, because when it comes to import and export, you realize to say BRIC now is at number two. I mean, at number three. In terms of imports, which means that we're taking more now from BRICS, and we must be able to expand this trade, because we understand that when it comes to issues of de-dollarization and also growing of the economy within the eastern part of the world, it's also something that upgrading the game of those countries. And one must also be able to understand that when you are looking at Namibia and its ambition for Africa continental free trade area, I realize to say when it's coming to trade, we are still restricted to SADC, we are still restricted to SACU, and when you look at the top five, you realize to say we are selling less with the whole continent then with SACU and with the world. But maybe something which need to be improved, especially if we want to stand on our own, because this is not reflecting Africa continental free trade area. Maybe it's reflecting a regional block trade, but we are yet to see the development. Now looking at maybe the last part before you look at what is in the Villager newspaper is export trade route. When we sell our things, what form of logistics are we using? At the number one, we have C, that we do shipment in terms of export. Number one, you have sea route, followed by air routes and also roads. But let's look at IMBA, then we move forward.
Great news! IMBA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Congratulations, you survived January. With USAVE's affordable combo, you're set for February too. For just 599 Namibian dollars, you can get 10 kilogram of nice parboiled rice, 10 kilogram champion super maize meal, 10 kilograms of Pokoma fed cook flour, 10 kilograms of marathon of brown or white sugar. That's 599 Namibian dollars for 4 large bags of essential products. We all save at USAVE.
Hello Namibia. The NSA is conducting the Household Income and Expenditure Main Survey from the 28th of April 2025 to the 22nd of April 2026. Our officials in NSA uniforms, IDs and branded vehicles will visit selected households in all 14 regions. Hashtag Your Data Matters.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurani ngendo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali mbali no heali. Ile kumberewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, egelesan, the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeli, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye. The eye.
Yeah, it's 19 minutes past the hour of 7. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. And we are looking at the international trade balance of November, especially when it comes to the import and export. Looking at in terms of logistics, you must be able to understand that when you say 62.8% of the import, is coming through road, you must also be able to understand that of that percentage is coming from within, nearby our Namibia. Because when you have single roads, you cannot transport something from China with a truck. But we speak about South Africa, we speak about Lesotho, Botswana, and we speak about Eswatini, or maybe DRC too. And we have 33.4%, which is coming by sea. These are shipment and only transportation via air. That is 3.8%. Yeah, dear listeners, let us look at what we have in the Villager newspaper for today, especially when it comes to issues of development and issues of trade, and also where we are standing as a country, especially when it comes to food security, health, and also commercial news. Stated that Namibia has notified the world of its nuclear energy intentions. Namibia notified the world of nuclear energy intention. Namibia is not playing. Namibia has indicated that it has ambition to present, or it has ambition to have its nuclear energy. And this was announced by Ambassador Kaire Mbwende, who is the Director General of National Planning Commission of Namibia, at the 2026 annual meeting of World Economic Forum in Davos last week. And also indicated that Namibia is vowing to ensure that every step taken in developing the sector will be in full compliance with guidelines of International Atomic Energy Agency. And remember that coming up with a nuclear plant, you don't just start a nuclear plant. You need the expert. You need industries that you need industrialists, and you also need experts in that area. But on top of that, there is also a body that is dealing with International Atomic Energy, that is dealing with nuclear, that is dealing with energy, and also that is also conduct assessment and also monitor the development of the sector, because it's the same body that can also come and realize to say, no, the uranium that you are using now, you are enriching it, or you are at the point of making something like an atomic bomb. That's why if you look at Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency, there have been a lot of coming and going. There will be a lot of push and pull, especially between Iran and also this agency, particularly that time of its nuclear facilities, especially when there were indications to say, no, you guys are enriching uranium and you are at the point of making an atomic bomb. But those are the development. Yeah, now when you look at page 3 of the Villager newspaper, this ongoing application to University of Namibia that is extended to the 28th of January, which means that application to University of Namibia is it's ending today. It's ending today, and make sure that you get time and read, the Villager newspaper, page 3. And students are about to start with their university first year and second year, but today you still have time to make an application. And UNAM also has this on-point registration. You apply the same day. You get registered the same day. Take your statement of results, or you can just take the documents that you have, because they are also having a system. I remember talking to Mr. Namesho here in the studio, saying that even if you don't have your latest results, they have the system, to the point that when you are registered, you will be able to bring that statement of results at the required time. And get time and visit University of Namibia, or you can apply online and at www.unam.edu.na application, then manual, and make sure that you get those application. There's an application guide, and there's also an online application. And in the world of technology, you may be where you are, as long as you can give your application. And yeah, page 4, uranium, one of the hot commodities for 2026. There's an article there by David Shombe, especially looking at Namibia position and also uranium, and also where we are standing in terms of Namibian economy, and also looking at what is being stated by World Nuclear Association, and what is uranium going to be used for, especially that is sold by Namibia, and also what can we do to make sure that we get an opportunity also to utilize that uranium. And yeah, page 5, there's an article there by Anacleta Haikela, especially speaking at the land compensation woes slow housing delivery in Rundu. And unresolved land compensation remain one of the obstacles hindering the progress of housing in Rundu, that is revealed by the Rundu Town Council, and get a conversation and also full content. Page 6, you can be able to look at Ogwendiva Achievers Private College Center. Sorry, Ogwendiva Achievers Private Center. That is a tutorial center that is advancing and improving the grades of grade 11. Especially those who did not make it through full-time classes. And subjects here, you have English, second language, Oshindonga, biology, chemistry, physics, mathematics, development studies, agricultural science, geography, history, economics, business studies, entrepreneurship, and accounting. And application is only $150. And get time. And that's what I'm always indicating to say, parents, you must invest in the future of your children. We know the economy is not doing very well, but investment in children's future is necessary. And there's an article by Sand Mining who require environmental assessment management plan. That is an article by Nomeno Vari, Angala, especially looking at sand mining. There's been an ongoing conflict, especially between traditional leaders and also citizens when it's coming to sand mining, and also the ministry too. And if you want to get more information on food poisoning in Kavango, read the Villager newspaper. Yes, it stated that 5 food poisoning cases in Kavango was recorded and 4 dead. Get what is really happening, why this food poisoning is an ongoing case in Kavango. And this is something that maybe people should contact the research to say what is really happening, especially with food poisoning in Kavango. Is food poisoning? Is lightning? It did not yet turn into a disaster, but it's a concern. During the rain season, it's lightning which is killing people here and there. And you also have food poisoning. What is really happening? And what needs to be done? Industrial briefs. 4 low Earth orbit satellites, spectrum licensed, issued, license are issued by, communication regulatory authority, especially, it's coming to low Earth orbit satellite. And, you're also asking yourself, maybe Starlink is yet to come. Maybe Starlink is yet to, come. And when you go to page 10, then you can also get the content of local travelers encourage Namibians to embrace local tourism. Then you can also look at study at IUM Coastal Campus on government-funded free education. Read the page of IUM, page 11, especially if you are at the coastal town of Namibia, either Swakopmund or Walvis Bay, and get the opportunity, get time to look at page 12. Then you also get, the seed by Vrooman Block, especially when we are concluding this January. So it's 30 minutes per the hour of 7. Let us look at our line 083-288-401, 083-288-401. You can call back at 083-288-401 so that you can air your view. You can ask your question. You can give your contribution, especially when it comes to issues of development, either it's issues of global affairs or issues of, local development. Because, we are yet to see what will happen throughout the day, especially looking at the United States of America and Iran, and also to see if there is a possibility that some of these anticipated devastating, scenario should be stopped. But, Iran, the good thing, or maybe the strength of Iran, is not only that it's geographically positioned at the center of global economy, but Iran also produced the best diplomats who outperform or outdebate Western diplomats at the international platform. Go to the debates of United Nations, go to the committees of UN, go to the records of international relations, then you understand the diplomats of Iran. That's why the country was not only able to survive alone because of firepower or because of strong allies, but it's also its ability to speak and negotiate for its people. And we had to see, to look at the diplomatic means or the hard way. And it's quite contradictory and a difficult thing to look into, because if Trump attacked Iran, are the allies of NATO going to assist him? And when he's going to attack Greenland, what will happen to the allies of NATO? And is this a right move, especially at this point in time where we would like to fix our economy? Because whatever is happening in the international platform, apart from us condemning, let us also move fast, especially when it comes to assisting those who are in need, and also build strong institutions, because we are still fighting corruption. People are building, not plane, people already have F-35, but we still did not make our first car. We still did not make our first toothpick here in Namibia. Maybe the time is now that we look at the basics, because when challenges of the world are going to catch up with us, at least we move steps ahead, unlike where we are now. Our trade balance have showed us that nothing have changed yet. Maybe it's too early to judge. Let us hope in 2026, when it comes to the trade statistics, we must see changes, not only in terms of having uranium at number 1 and 2, but also having changes in terms of deficit, and also changes in terms of materials, and also geographical areas where we are selling to. Because if you compare our trade balance with China, with Russia, with South Africa, you'll be able to see there is a shift, and tables are not the same in terms of who they sell to, what product, which year. Because with them, they believe so much in diversification of trade, to the point that when there is war in one region, when there is war in Middle East, at least you'll be able to trade with Venezuela. When Venezuela's president is picked up and the oil system is blocked, then you can also be able to trade with Russia. When Russia got into difficult situation due to war, then you can also look inward in terms of Africa, to Nigeria. If things are not working well in Nigeria, then you look at your neighbor, that is Angola. And at the point that Angola say we are increasing the tariff, and you say no, not now, then you can also look inward, because you also have your own oil. But the question is that are we long-term implementer, or we are only long-term planner and only long-term thinkers? Because if we cannot combine the two, then believe me, this coming November, if you take the document of International Trade Balance Statistics, you'll be able to have almost the same thing. And that is exactly what we need to change, especially if you want to move forward when it comes to change and when it comes to real implementation, because the implementation of 8th administration plan, especially the NDP 6, should reflect in documents which you are indicating. Maybe we yet to see the trade balance of December and also January. Then we see, are there any reflection in terms of numbers of what was stated and what we are getting? So let us look at a short commercial break, then we move forward with Early Morning Scoop. You can engage us at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa mbra hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, and we look at the Fitch Rating Agency. It was stated that the Afribank terminated its rating agreement with Fitch Rating Agency, and as we have been speaking about, especially when it comes to international rating agencies, that African Union, through its African peer review mechanism, have conducted a study and also come up with continental rating agencies proposals, because it seems like when it comes to rating agencies in which are rating African development and also looking at African system There was a study which was conducted last year, which looks at how these rating agencies present, especially using national statistics to say some of these agencies, when they come to Africa, some of them only have offices or hubs, but they can only come to Africa maybe for 2 weeks, and they are not using domestic statistics. That is why it was a point of, debate to say, no, Africa, why do we depend too much on the world, especially when it comes to these agencies, this think tank, this institution that the credit rating agencies, which have, headquarters in the US, in UK, in London, and we are not coming up with our own rating agency. That is why the African peer review mechanism take note of that, decision. And there's a communication from African peer review mechanism, which is indicated that the APRM took note of decision by African Export and Import Bank to terminate its contractual relationship with Fitch Rating, and formally communicated. And, what is necessary here, or what you need to put in mind, is that what it is stated is that Afribex, the firm, believe that the credit rating exercise no longer reflects a good understanding of the bank establishment agreement, its mission, and its mandate. In looking into that context, you can be able to realize that when it comes to international institution, maybe it's also the same way with other international rating agencies, because you realize to say, no matter how hard you work, when it comes from outside, the global reflection can also damage your reputation. The global reflection can also damage the way people are looking at you, and can also looking at the investors. And it's unfair when somebody from outside come and rate you to say, no, you, David, you are not managing your house properly. You do not love your wife. You don't love your kids, or you are not supporting your kids properly without you staying even a month at my house. And put it that way, because if that person go with that report, how other people in the community are going to look at me is going to be with a different eye. The same with countries. We come to your country, we look at the way you do it at home, in terms of the way you manage your domestic economy, in terms of the way you implement your fiscal policies. Then we say, no, Namibia is yet behind. Namibia is not complying. But maybe sometimes, even when you are given the documents and the results, then you are not using them. You are coming up with your own results. Because remember, nobody who cannot be influenced. Because if APRM also last year realized that at some point, these rating agencies, when they come to Africa, they also come with their some influenced agenda, which finding it very, very difficult for African countries to present and stand on their own data. Because somebody is giving you data, you are not acknowledging them. Somebody is giving you statistics, you are not acknowledging them. How do you expect us to work together with you? Maybe it's also the reason some governments, they also do not like international think tanks, because if you influence an international think tank, then it presents its results that are not really good for you. It can also damage your reputation, and it can also change the politics of things at home, because that balance needs to be looked at. Because when Africa came up with African peer review mechanism as a self-assessment mechanism on governance, it is a good thing. But the contradiction is here now, that we have APRM, you have other rating agencies, you have international institutions such as Financial Action Task Force and others. Then you have various reports. Then if you deny, for example, Fitch Rating Agency, if you deny that rating and you deny those assessment, you may deny it on the ground to say, okay, I think it's influence. I think it's not true. They are not based even in our country. They only come for workshops and give us the statistics. They might have their own agenda. Let's park that here. But why do we, even to the point where we have our own internal assessment, we are not complying with them? If now Fitch Rating Agency and other rating agencies, we are not agreeing with them as Africans, what about our own that we have established? It's like you have established a self-assessment mechanism to say, I'm going to monitor how you behave. And the system is giving you to say, you are not behaving very well. Say, no, you are not right. Because we must come to the point where we are saying, okay, we don't want external influence, but what is ours, which is independent? How can we comply with that? Because until now, and I'm yet to see that we still did not comply with APRM assessment, which have happened in 2022, which have happened in 2025, especially when it comes to policy making and implementation. Somebody have asked the question at one of the online platform to say, are we guys coming to the point of evaluating what we spoke about, especially when there's a new system established, there's a new strategic plan being presented, and people go back to their office? Have we come to the point of analyzing what we have been planning? Because if we are moving like this, we will find ourselves in 2030, and it's the same thing, same up and down, it's the same communication, it's the same good intention. Because if the head of state gave a directive to say, my people, let us diversify our economy, my people, let us add value to our products, let us invest in agro-processing, then the minister is also repeating the same thing. And the farm manager is also saying, Namibia, we must be able to invest in agro-processing. And the worker at the farm is saying also, agro-processing may be the way. Then you are asking yourself, who really is supposed to do that? If the head of anti-corruption is saying, we need to fight corruption, or the head of police saying, we need to investigate more. Now, who is going to do that? Because sometimes we must look beyond what we say and also look at to say now, okay, we spoke like that. Who is saying we must and who is saying we are doing it? And maybe it will be our plan for 2026 to say now is the time to go beyond speaking. Because if I have to tell you, And it's an honest thing from my observation to say, 2025, I do not want to say we did not do anything. 2025, we did 6%, if I have to rate it that way. And we have spoken 94%. Show me any institution that we built last year. Just show me. And also, show me any industry that we have built last year. Show me any tangible job creation that we have done last year. And show me any innovation that Namibia is proud of last year. Show me any creative industry that we have supported last year upgraded. Now, let us move away from the tangible part of things. Now let us look at what we have spoken about. Point to me any conference that we held last year about sorting out problems. Then within 10 minutes, I can even give you 100 of conferences, meetings, and workshops that we have done last year about the same thing, about solution to our problems. Downhole, until today, I'm one of the most high level, and that one I still appreciate, it, high level communication, high level presentation of public-private sector forum of last year, where the president has to sit with people for 2 days, which is a very unusual thing, but very important. But the question is that, have we done anything from there? We still have a committee. We still have a task force. We still have, not really to say a task force that is not operational, but maybe unconcluded projects, unfinalized policies. We are still stuck in lawmaking house. And they are assuming next week, let's hope that 2026 is not only going to be a year of good ambition, but practical reality. Because if somebody have to ask to say, what happened in 2025, we did more of the speaking. Maybe it was a groundwork. Let's see what will happen. In terms of electrification, are we still standing on 70% household electrification by 2030? Are we still standing there? And who is going to pay that electricity? Who is going to pay for that electricity if the economic situation is not making sure? But yeah, let us look at the short commercial break. Then from there, we'll come and conclude, and also look at what we have in the course of the day, especially when it comes to issues that needs to be discussed, issues that need critical attention. Food poisoning is a concern in Kavango. Lightning is a concern. And maybe the experts should also tell us to say, is there anything wrong? Is it only happening in Kavango? Or it's also in other region? Because if you take the records of last year, it's not less than 15 people who were struck by lightning. And what is really happening there? And why lightning? Can they really go and research, especially those who are in that space? But for now, let's look at a short commercial break. Then we'll continue with the conversation. We have enough time. We can still communicate. We can still engage at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. And just for update, I show speed today. And one of the things that... good morning.
David, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm thank you, how are you?
I'm well.
Good.
Hmm.
Listen. Yeah, you have spoken about many issues.
Yeah.
You have spoken about compensation and the food poisoning and many, many other trade balance.
Yeah.
Yesterday, when I was listening to you, maybe I don't know whether it was a recorded program.
Yeah.
With the, is it one of the Francina?
Yeah, we have a lot of Francinas, yeah. It's Francina Pavo, yeah.
So, Pavo, yeah.
Yeah.
Because their voices are almost similar, sound similar.
Yeah.
So this issue of compensation, is there an legal instrument that that speaks specifically to those issues of compensation?
Well, what do you mean?
I'm saying, is there a registration that speaks to specifically to those the compensation issues?
I'm trying to get your point. Compensation in terms of,
because when, for example, when people are, when you, I'm not talking about months, what the one of the labor, months, how do you call that, months work or whatever. So I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about, because you were also speaking, the other time we were also speaking about compensation. Maybe how people can be compensated, maybe in terms of land or whatever, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Even today you spoke about that.
I'm trying to get your point. In terms of compensation, in terms of...
When you see people, maybe let's say now you acquire a property.
Yeah.
And the person maybe has to move from his field to her field.
Yeah.
And then you need to compensate that person. In that context, are you still not, are you still left?
Oh, maybe you mean when I was speaking with the guy for iTransfer.
Oh, today?
No, because I'm not getting you, because if I have to remember correctly, compensation...
I'll listen to that one. So let's go to the trade balance.
Yeah.
Export and import.
Mm.
And you are saying that our grapes are still going there packed unfinished?
Yeah.
And why are we still doing that? Is it because maybe yesterday you were also talking about mathematics? With somebody who was talking about mathematics and how you can add value.
We are not calculating.
To some of those, yes, you can calculate your profit, your loss, and all these other things.
Yeah.
And you're actually bringing in some few things. It was a very, very important conversation, actually.
Okay.
Where we are now saying that, because we think that when you do mathematics and physics and chemistry, you are like, you are not even, you know, so many of times, so those people, they used to be called unqualified. If you are, you find yourself in the field of teaching, for example, you are the one who can really assist learners to solve problems. Yesterday you say, yes, these people, they really solve problems with even example that you gave us.
Yeah.
And when the lady was speaking, I forgot her name, and she was really emphasizing on the issue of education and how to empower how the institution should empower students with the knowledge of entrepreneurship and issues of that nature, so that they can now perhaps add value to issues of grapes, for example. How do you then transform those grapes into finished product before they go there? Maybe we need those people with engineers, those who are mechanical engineers and all those different engineers, those different professions.
Yeah.
Because the one point that she was mentioning is to integrate. I've written some, I've taken some notes where to integrate issues of some concerns of interest, like entrepreneurship. You integrate, maybe you put some kind of modules, maybe business plan.
Yeah, she spoke about applied mathematics, to say it's no more about theories, but applied. Wait, how do you become a field mathematician instead of being in classroom?
You see, issues of that nature.
Yeah, because
it was giving an example of all those people taken to outside to see and all these other things, and then you do you incorporate the issues of real life into those, in your, maybe in your curriculum or in your teaching methodologies and things like that, your teaching techniques.
Indeed.
Perhaps if it's because we might not have those people who might who can really transform those products into finished product, the raw product into finished product.
It's a good question.
And if that is the case, and because he was really appealing to the Ministry of Education and many other institutions, even those people who are saying, that's why he was emphasizing that, yes, if you do not have employment, and we should not just look at the government or somewhere else, but you can also create employment for yourself.
Indeed.
I've got, even in those years when I used to take my children to...
Sorry, we'll be beaten by Mike.
Oh, it's already time?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how I almost slept over because I was listening from the beginning and then all of a sudden. So let's continue with this topic next time.
All right.
It's so crucial.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome, sir.
All right. Dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop. And we'll leave you in the good hands of Michael Shoveri to unpack the day. From me, David Shombe. Bye-bye for now. See you around. Shop, shop.